That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
At the half, Michigan State leads Wisconsin 33-31. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Spartans 11-23 for the field, 48%, 5 of 8 from the arc, and 6 of 6 from the foul line. All 6 free throws made by Joey Hauser. The Badgers 46% for the field, 13-28, 4 of 10 from the arc. And the one free throw was good from Chucky Hepburn. Michigan State a plus 4 on the glass. 5-2 in second chance points for Michigan State. 18-8 in paint points in favor of Wisconsin. And the Badgers with 4 assists, 4 turnovers, 6 assists, 6 assists and 6 turnovers for Michigan State. Joey Hauser with 10 to lead the way for Michigan State. Connor Esegian has 10 to pace Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Spartans 33, Badgers 31 at the half. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned, the second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Fun one here at the Kohl Center. Michigan State leads Wisconsin 33-31 as we get set for second half action here in Madison.
And we'll see if a trend continues for Stephen Crowell. Over the last 4 games, he's averaged 3 points in the first half, 16 in the second half. At Illinois, he had 2 points in the first half, 18 in the second half.
So they're going to pound it inside, let him do his thing. Well, we'll see. Boy, big-time lift from Connor Esegian in the first half. 17 of Wisconsin's 31 points have come from the bench. 10 from Connor Esegian, but some encouraging work from Chris Hodges, Marcus Ilver as well. They're doing some nice things.
And I thought when he was in the game, Carter Gilmore acquitted himself well. He's the only player with more than one foul. Gilmore has 2.
Michigan State will get the first possession of the second half. We'll be moving to our left. Gilmore, Crowell, Hepburn, Klesman, and Davis out there for Wisconsin. Hauser, Akins, along with Hogard, Sissoko, and Walker for Michigan State. Second half underway. A.J. Hogard against Max Klesman. Out top. Hogard right elbow, a little screen and roll. The pass went off the rim, it looked like, or knocked back, and nothing doing for Michigan State. Here comes Hepburn as the Badgers move to our right. First possession for Wisconsin in the second half. Crowell right of the circle against Sissoko. Back in there, here's Hepburn. Long two on the way, it is good. They're going to review it. I think they're going to call it a two. No, they won't. They're going to call it a three. 34-33 Wisconsin. Hauser right back at you for three up top. And at the moment, it's 36-34 Michigan State. They'll review it at the under 16 media. Opening minutes, second half, 2-point lead for the Spartans. Klesman throwing to Gilmore, left of the circle. Gilmore against Hauser, a throw to Jordan Davis, left wing, goes into Crowell, left of the lane, on the block, darts it weak side for Gilmore. Now Klesman for three, right corner, he sticks it. And it's 37-36 Wisconsin, a minute 10 gone by in the second half. Walker high on the right, throws to Hauser, feeds Hogard between the circles. High screen Sissoko, Hogard whistle, and a foul called. The illegal screen on Sissoko, who has a bandage above that right eye. He got popped late in the first half and went into the locker room early, but he's back in there to start the second half.
I think it's also fair to say that Sissoko is still really raw in terms of his basketball skills.
1-point lead, Wisconsin. A minute 20 gone by, second half. Crowell, right wing, throwing to Gilmore. Leads it for Hepburn. A lob to Crowell, wide open inside, low on the right. He'll catch and finish. 39-36, Wisconsin. A minute and a half gone, second half. Hogard high on the right. Klesman defends. Hogard left hand hip high dribble. Hogard left of the circle. Picked up the dribble. Throws to Akins left wing. Akins looking for Sissoko. Can't get loose. A throw to Walker between the arcs. Glides to his right. Hands off to Hogard. Picked up by Gilmore. Hogard looking to go to work. Off the Sissoko screen. Pull up 18-footer. Banked it. Missed it. Rebound Davis of Wisconsin. And here comes Jordan. A lead feed to Hepburn. Left sideline of the front court. Chucky bumped to the floor. On his knees. Bounces the crowd. Left of the lane. Backs on Hauser. Crowd still backing. Backing. Left shoulder turn. Whistle. Foul called on Joey Hauser. And Izzo thinking it should have been an offensive foul. He won't get that. Hauser called for his first foul.
Well, in talking with Greg Gard, he was upset at Illinois that that call wasn't made when Crowell got bumped around pretty good when he was trying to back down a defender.
Yeah, Greg got the call there. Baseline left, Hepburn and Mounds and Gilmore. Back to Chucky, left corner. Goes into quarter, left of the lane. Back to the basket against Hauser. Backing is Gilmore. Backing mid-post left. Backing left shoulder turn, up right hand. Back iron, no good. Hauser the rebound. 2:20 gone, second half, 39-36 Wisconsin. Hogard left of the circle, matched up with Max Klesman as Hogard walks it out front near the center circle. And Michigan State goes into its offense. Hogard with a pass for Akins, and he stepped on the right sideline. Turnover Michigan State.
What do you think? A regular turnover and unforced error drives Izzo battier.
Yeah, right? Unforced error drives any coach nuts. Nine turnovers for Michigan State. It averages 11 a game. Gilmore with a bounce for Hepburn between the arcs. Chucky guarded by Hogard. A throw to Klesman. Turns it to Gilmore at the right point. He'll pass it to Crowell at the top. Hands off to Hepburn. Left-hand dribble. Top of the circle. Hogard with a tight defense. Gives it up to Klesman. 10 on the shot clock. Klesman against Walker. Klesman contested three. Left side off the rim. No good. Sissoko with a rebound for Michigan State. 17 minutes to play. 3-point lead Wisconsin. Hogard on the dribble left lane line. Throws to Sissoko. Top of the circle. Hands off to Walker. Good screen. Sissoko. They rotate to Akins. Left side. Three in and out. No good. Hepburn the rebound for Wisconsin. 39-36 the Badgers. 16-45 remaining. Hepburn out front, feeds Davis right side, bounce pass Crowell, right of the lane, single covered Sissoko, backing his Crowell, turns up left hand off the left side, iron no good, Sissoko the rebound, outlet to Hogard, feeds Akins, blows off the left wing of the lane, contested shot up no good, but a foul is called. They're going to get Jordan Davis for his second foul. Well, if you're Michigan State playing Crowell, you try to live with it, making Steve use the left hand. He can use it. With that right hand, that left shoulder turn right hand inside could be money for Crowell. They made him go left there a moment ago. Badger fans seeing the replay on the board, not very happy about it, as Jaden Akins, 9 of 12 this season, at the free throw line. The left-hander will shoot two. And the sophomore out of Farmington, Michigan is good with the first. He now has 9 points. The Sejan will come in for Davis. Carson Cooper in for Maudy Sissoko. 39-37, Wisconsin, 3.5 minutes into the second half.
Akins didn't play a whole lot last year, started one game, averaged around 15 minutes, but he's been indispensable to their efforts this year.
Second free throw is good. And the Spartans are within one. Goes up the floor is Hepburn for Wisconsin. Klesman throwing to a Sejan. 10 points in the first half for Connor off the bench. He'll bounce at the Crowell against Cooper right of the circle. Crowell hands off to Hepburn. Open three, right side, off the rim, no good. Rebound Hauser of Michigan State. Ahead it goes to Hogard up the left sideline of the front court off the Hauser screen. Across the top of the circle, right foul line extended. Feeds Hauser, flips it to Akins, loops it into Cooper. Knocked away by Crowell, out of bounds, it'll belong to Michigan State with 17 to shoot and 16:03 to play. 39-38, Wisconsin. Marcus Ilver ready to check back in for the Badgers. They're approaching the under 16. So they're going to get Crowell out of there. Just trying to buy a little extra time for Crowell, who averages about 30 minutes a game. Hogard baseline left near the corner will inbound. Into Tyson Walker, covered up quickly in the corner by Hepburn. As Walker gets it back out to Hogard. Cooper the high screen. Hogard moves to his left at the left elbow. Good D from Klesman as the pass goes out to Walker. Shot clock at 5. Walker against Hepburn around the Cooper screen. Right lane line. Walker runs it up right hand. No good. Marcus Ilver up aggressively for the rebound for the Badgers. 15:40 remaining. 39-38 Wisconsin. Ilver high on the left. Throws to Klesman between the circles. He'll give it up to Gilmore. Left of the wheel. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky puts it on the deck. Low on the left. Tied up. Got fouled by Hogard. It'll be two on A.J. Hogard, and we have the under-16 media timeout, so they'll review that Hepburn shot. But at the moment, we'll tell you the Badgers are up by one. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:28 remaining. Wisconsin 39, Michigan State 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Areas of fog and freezing drizzle tonight. A little bit of snow mixing in as well. 26 for the low temperature. Not looking for any snow accumulation, but some icy patches here and there. Fog, snow, and freezing drizzle through the first half of the day Wednesday. Otherwise cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Thursday, cloudy, high of 33. Friday, partly sunny and 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 32.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Pretty quick look, eventually, by Rob Riley over at the monitor, so that Chucky 3 is standing as a 3 So that means with 15:28 remaining, it's Wisconsin 39, Michigan State 38.
I don't want to jinx Marcus Silver, but he's really played well.
Yeah, he has.
Tonight, he's made a three. He's scored with his left hand on a post-up. He's assisted on an Assegian three. And more recently, he pulled down a rebound. It's one of the things they've been emphasizing with Marcus, that he's got a battle on the defensive glass and helped the team there. So he's doing a little bit of everything thus far.
Talking with Greg Gard yesterday about Silver, kind of reminding myself that that was a Zoom recruiting get in Marcus Silver. That was during the COVID shutdown, saying, yeah, I finally got to meet him when he finally got to campus. Chucky Hepburn at the line shooting two, and he makes the first. We saw Silver a little bit last year, and we're seeing him more here of late this season. Two-point lead, Wisconsin. Second free throw, Hepburn. Rattles out, no good. Jaden Akins the rebound. 40-38, Wisconsin. 15:24 remaining. And A.J. Hogard up the floor. 2 points, but he has five assists so far tonight. There's Hogard. Now Malik Hall back in there. Top of the circle. Feeds Hauser. Left point against Gilmore. Hauser puts it on the deck to the baseline. Whips it cross court for Hogard. Blows off the right wing of the lane. Got tied up and a foul is called. Klesman and Hepburn both were there. And Rob Riley says it's going to go against Chucky, and that's two on Hepburn. Second team foul against Wisconsin, and A.J. Hogard, an 86% foul shooter. The Spartans are 74% from the line as a team and better than 78% in Big Ten play. First free throw is good for Hogard. It's been a much different story for Wisconsin. Matter of fact, in Big Ten games, they're dead last. 59% at the foul line. They're 68% overall. Second free throw coming up for Hogard. Looking for his fourth point. And it's there. We're tied at 40. 15:08 to play. Hall, Hauser, Hogard, Akins, and Walker out there for Michigan State. Hepburn throwing to Klesman. It's those two, Gilmore, Assegian, and Silver rounding out the five for Greg Gard's team. Silver with the ball left wing, puts it on the floor. Low on the left, goes up, altered by good defense from Hauser. Shot missed, here comes Hogard, streaks up the floor, in the lane, out to Hall. Hall right of the lane, moving in on Klesman. Pinned inside now, puts up a tough shot, got it, just used his savvy. It looked like he was in a tough spot, and he got out of that tough spot, and Spartans lead by two. 42-40, Michigan State. With 14 and a half minutes to play. Silver hands off to Assegian. He'll throw to Hepburn, outside left. Chucky off the high screen from Gilmore. Chucky turns the corner, right lane line, darts it out to Silver. Three shot, right corner, off the rim and out, no good. Malik Hall the rebound. And now Hogard brings it up for Michigan State, up two with 14:15 remaining. Hogard working off a couple of screens, going left to right, feeds Hauser, left of the circle. That's a pass to Akins, loops it inside. Hall catches against Hepburn, backing his Hall. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, whistle, walked with the ball first, did Malik Hall. Turnover in Michigan State. And Stephen Crowell will check in for Carter Gilmore.
That was shaping up as a major mismatch, too, with Hall against Chucky Hepburn.
Jordan Davis will come in for Max Klesman. 14:05 remaining, 42-40, Michigan State. Sissoko back in for Jaden Akins. So Izzo going a little bigger. Akins listed at 6'4". Sissoko at 6'9". Jordan Davis throwing to Assegian high on the left. Quick cover by Tyson Walker. Bounce pass Crowell, top of the arc. Crowell against Sissoko. A dribble to his right. Kills the dribble. Throws to Hepburn. Back to Crowell. Clean look at a three right of the circle. Money. Stephen Crowell. With the triple, 43-42, Wisconsin. 13:42 remaining. Crowell now with nine. With the ball is Hogard. Inside feed, Sissoko wide open. He'll catch and he'll send it in.
Crowell made a mistake, left him open. Badgers give up two.
44-43, Michigan State. 13:20 remaining. Crowell top of the arc. Makes the handoff to Hepburn, throws to Silver on the left wing. Swoops off the wing, up right hand with the runner, no good. Sissoko the rebound. And here comes Michigan State. Hogard at the top of the circle. Hogard right lane line, bobbles, gathers, puts it up. Wide left, no good. Just kind of got off sync there. Crowd clears for Wisconsin. 12:55 to play, 44-43 Michigan State. Hepburn flips to Crowell between the arcs. Crowell one dribble. Leaves it for Hepburn on the right side. Chucky left-hand dribble, top of the circle. Now it's Silver. Throws to Esigen left wing. Connor with 10 on the shot clock. Esigen against Tyson Walker. Feeds Davis. Looped it inside. Crowell catches left of the lane. Back out to Davis for three. Left of the circle. It's off the left side iron. No good. Sissoko the rebound. 12:30 remaining. 44-43 Michigan State. A.J. Hogarth sets the floor for the Spartans. Throws to Walker high on the left. Feeds Hauser between the arcs. Sends it to Hogarth. Hogarth off the Sissoko screen. Now to Hall. Tries a three. Right side. Short. Whistle inside. Foul called. They will get Crowell of Wisconsin, and that will be his second.
Crowell was trying to block out Sissoko, keep him away from that offensive board. Picks up the foul.
Carter Gilmore and Isaac Lindsay set to check back in for Wisconsin as Hepburn and Ilver come out. 12-14 to play, 44-43 Michigan State. Spartans inbounding. Trey Holloman in for Hogarth. Gets it into Sissoko. Quick pass to Hauser off the free throw line. Sends to Holloman. A toss to Hauser at the top. Rotates to Walker high on the left. Loops it into Hall. Left of the lane against Esigen. Hall backing on Connor. Low on the left. Puts it up. No good. Rebound battled for. It's loose and Lindsay comes up with it. How about Connor down low playing the D? 11:50 remaining. 1-point lead Michigan State. Gilmore throwing to Crowell, top of the arc. Crowell with a hand off to Isaac Lindsay. Leads it for Gilmore high on the left. Gilmore matched up with Hauser. Bounce pass Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Sissoko, backing his Crowell. Left shoulder turn, up right hand. Got it, and one. Steven Crowell, the bucket. Marty Sissoko, the foul. That's his third. Badgers up one at the under 12 media timeouts. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells from the America Family Insurance broadcast table. 11:37 remaining. Wisconsin 45, Michigan State 44. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 11:37 remaining at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 45, Michigan State 44.
Connor Esigen realizes he's got a lot to learn about playing defense at the collegiate level, but you see small strides, little steps in improvement. He contested Malik Hall. One of the last possessions by Michigan State. Contested him, forced a tough shot without fouling.
Good work. And at the other end, Stephen Crowell. Here we go again. He has 7 points so far in this second half. 11 in the game, and one opportunity for Crowell here as he was fouled by Marty Sissoko. It was the third on Sissoko, so he's on the bench. Carson Cooper, a 6'11 freshman out of Jackson, Michigan, is back in there. Crowell, a 65% free throw shooter. Badgers 2 out of 3 tonight at the line. The Spartans 10 for 10. Crowell with the free throw on the way, and it's off the back rim, no good. Cooper the rebound. Badgers have been leaving points at the line here of late. It certainly was the case Saturday in Champaign. Here's Malik Hall out front. Flips to Walker at the left point. Digging in is Isaac Lindsay. Cooper sets the screen. Walker uses it, moving to his right off the right elbow. Throws to Holloman, sends it back to Walker. Shot clock at 10. Walker moving left off the high screen from Cooper. Picked up by Crowell on the switch. Walker rocks the dribble. Left elbow jumper short. Rebound Cooper. Did he go over the back? Or did he? Yep, they're going to get Isaac Lindsay, it looks like, trying to root him out of there.
Yeah, that's an unfair fight, isn't it? Cooper and Lindsay battling for rebounding position. Lindsay did what he could.
Yeah, he did. First foul on Isaac. Fourth on Wisconsin. Fouls are matched up at 4. As inbounding Michigan State, Tyson Walker catches off the left elbow, finds Malik Hall. Back in there for the Spartans. Sends it out to Walker at the top off the Cooper screen. Working over it is Lindsay. A pass for Jaden Akins. Hard take down the lane. Up left hand. Good. Strong take from Jaden to Akins. 46-45. Michigan State 10:50 remaining. Jeffrey Hepburn ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Jordan Davis on the dribble between the arcs, going right to left. Flips to Lindsay on the left wing. Walker checking Isaac, and a bounce pass. He got there on a couple of bounces to Crowell. Left of the lane, backing on Cooper. Crowell backs, turns baseline. Crowell low on the left. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, good again. Crowell stays with it, 47-46 Wisconsin. 10:23 remaining, back and forth we go. Hall flips it to Hauser between the circles, and a whistle. They'll get Lindsay off the ball with a foul of Walker. That's 2 on Isaac and 5 on Wisconsin as Chucky Hepburn ready to check back in.
Well, one thing that's so impressive about Stephen Crowell, especially when he's countering a defender, is that rarely, if ever, does he get called for traveling. His footwork is so good.
Really good. Lindsay comes out, Davis out, Klesman back in. Crowell with 13 points, 9 here in the second half. Tyson Walker baseline left inbounds, lobs it out near the logo, gathered by Hauser. He'll throw it to Akins off the right wing, lost its balance and took another step. One step too many. A barreling into the lane, turnover Michigan State. Badgers up one, back on offense with 10-12 remaining.
Yeah, he's going to have to wait to go to the NBA.
11 turnovers with the Spartans. Points off turnovers, 17-2 in favor of Wisconsin. Here's Connor Resegian out high, throwing to Hepburn. Wide pass, Chucky grabs it. Dribbles off the left wing, feeds Connor up top. Snaps off a 3, book it! Connor Resegian, his third 3. 50-46, Wisconsin with 9:50 remaining. Malik Hall, right sideline, throwing to Hauser at the top. Drops it off to Walker, left of the circle. Off the Cooper screen, Walker glides to his right. Right foul line extended, sends it to Hauser. Puts it on the floor, bobbles, gathers in the lane. Hauser loops it out to Akins, 10 to shoot. Akins, crossover on a siege and drives to the goal. Layup, no! Rebound, Crowell! Empty possession for Michigan State. 9:25 to play, 50-46 Wisconsin. Chucky at the right point. Hard left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Hepburn leaves it for Klesman. Glides off to his right. Bounce pass to Crowell. Out the max. Fakes the 3. Klesman. Bounce pass Crowell. Low on the right. Pushed it up. Got gobbled up by Cooper. It comes down to Hauser. Good D from Carson Cooper. Hauser. Now to Walker. Right corner for 3 is Akins. Off the rim. No good. Cooper the rebound. Knocked away. Foul is called. Oh, Carson Cooper doing a little work at both ends of the floor. Max Klesman called for his second foul.
Yeah, he's stronger than he looks, too. He seems to be so gangly, just the way he runs the floor, but he sticks his nose in the action.
Yeah, he really does. Product of IMG Academy.
I guess you wouldn't be playing for Israel if you
didn't. Yeah, right. Inbounds pass to Hauser. Lisa for A.J. Hogard. 8:55 to play, 50-46 Wisconsin. Extended possession here for the Spartans. Hogard finds Walker in the lane. Back out to Hogard, top of the circle. Klesman shadows him. Shot clock at 5. Walker drives left of the lane, throws it up. Left hand good off the glass. Walker with 11. 50-48 Wisconsin with 8:38 remaining. Max Klesman out front for the Badgers. Throws to a Sejan between the circles. Goes into Klesman. Low and left whistle. Offensive foul. Has taken the hit was Tyson Walker. Klesman with his third foul. That's team foul number 7. Player controlled non-shooting. Michigan State with 14 fouls. Klesman out. 5 on the floor for Wisconsin. Hepburn, Davis, Sejan, Gilmore, and Crow. And up the floor comes A.J. Hogard for Michigan State. Spartans can tie it or take the lead with a three-pointer. Hogard rocks the dribble top of the circle. He'll throw to Walker high on the left. Walker against Chucky Hepburn. High screen Cooper. Walker right-hand dribble top of the circle. Gives it up to Jaden Akins. He tried to cross over, lost the handle, and the loose ball snapped up by Jordan Davis. Akins got a little excited trying to work Connor Sejan. Another Spartans turnover. That's 12 of them tonight for Michigan State. Crow top of the arc, 2-point lead Wisconsin. 7:55 remaining. Hepburn right side. Chucky top of the circle, throws it to Crow. He'll catch right of the lane. Cooper single coverage. Crow trying to back, turns baseline. Crow low on the right, pushed it up and in off the window. 15 for Crow, 52-48 Wisconsin. Hogard in a hurry to the front court, drops it to Hauser. Fakes the three. Hauser right of the lane, runs it up right hand, good. 15 for Hauser, 52-50 Wisconsin, 7:30 remaining. Hepburn slowly walks it through the center circle for Wisconsin. These are for Stephen Crow. Between the arcs, his pass went through the hands of Gilmore, and Carter runs it down left wing, back out to Crow. Hands off to Hepburn. Shot clock at 10. Chucky at the center circle. Splits two defenders. Chucky in the lane. One pump. Pushed it up. No good. Whistle. And a foul is called against Michigan State. I think they're going to get Hauser there. Izzo wants an explanation. Hauser called for his second foul as we hit the under eights media timeouts. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Hauser in that restricted area. He got called for the block as we have a break here at the Kohl Center. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:08 remaining. Wisconsin 52, Michigan State 50. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. 7 minutes, 8 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 52, Michigan State 50.
I'm still trying to figure out how Chucky Hepburn sliced through two defenders, Cooper and Hogard, and Crow, who was trying to set a pick for him, got into the paint and drew the foul on Hauser.
He's got a little savvy. We've seen that a few times.
He got skinny in a hurry there, didn't he?
Yeah, he's got a knack for being able to do that.
In the second half, Stephen Crow, 11 points, 5 of 7 from the field, 1 of 1 from beyond the three-point line, 0 of 1 from the stripe.
Averaging 17 a game in the second half is Crow over the last three.
You can't explain it either. Huh? No. So what's the difference? Do you do anything differently? He says he thinks he's a little bit more aggressive and working down low.
Okay.
That's it. And he wanted to come out tonight and be aggressive early around the rim, and he was, but he was only 2 of 7 from the field in the first half.
And part of it's Saturday, and you were pointing it out, they were able to take advantage of Coleman Hawkins, who I think is known as a pretty good defender, but that's a big ask.
True.
You know, for him down low. Chucky Hepburn goes to the free throw line. He's 2 of 3 at the line. 10 points, 1 of 3 Badgers in double figures. I mentioned Crowell's 15. Connor Esegin has 13. First free throw for Chucky is good. 53-50, Wisconsin, 7:08 to play. Badgers 6-2 this year in games decided by 5 points or less. Second free throw is good for Hepburn. And so that stretch is 7 straight close encounters did Wisconsin. 54-50, Wisconsin. Hepburn makes them both. 7 minutes remaining. Joey Hauser hands off to Tyson Walker, picked up by Gilmore on a switch, a throw to Hogard, loops it into Hauser, posting on Hepburn. Hauser backing, size advantage. Hauser turns low on the right, up and in. Good switch for Michigan State there, and Hauser with 17. 54-52 Wisconsin, 6:42 remaining. Hepburn sets the floor for the Badgers, throwing to Carter Gilmore against Hauser. Carter up top, feeds Crowell, flips it to Hepburn, wheels around a Crowell screen, screen and roll, Crowell catches, left block, up right hand, wide right, Hauser the rebound, good D from Wadi Sissoko. Hauser ahead to Malik Cole, left side, thought about it, turned it down, a pass for Hauser. Hauser top of the arc, right hand toss for Hogard, 6:18 to play, 2-point lead Wisconsin. Joey Hauser right of the circle, hands off to Walker. Walker against Gilmore now. Hogard loops it to Hauser again. Picked up by Hepburn. Knocked it away. Got a little help from Stephen Crowell. And then Chucky got the pilfer. 6 minutes to play. 54-52 Wisconsin. 13 Michigan State turnovers now tonight. Max Klesman throwing to Hepburn along the left sideline. Hepburn holds and looks. Puts it on the deck. A hedge on the screen from Sissoko. Throwing to Gilmore. Left side. 3 on the way. It's good. Carter Gilmore from distance. 57-52 Wisconsin. 5:37 remaining. How about that? Carter Gilmore, no hesitation, hit a big time 3 for the home team. Tyson Walker high on the right. Walker flips to Hauser, rotates to Hall outside left, leads it for A.J. Hogard left wing. A hedge of the screen by Crowell that left Sissoko wide open. They whip it inside. Sissoko sends it in with a dunk. 57-54 Wisconsin, 5:10 to play. Klesman feeds Davis out the Max left side. Floats it back out to Crowell, left of the circle. Gives off to Hepburn, high on the left. 15 to shoot, plenty of time. Now Jordan Davis rotates to Gilmore. Leaves it for Hepburn, 10 to shoot. Hepburn against Hogard. Chucky, right-hand dribble in the lane, up in traffic, way off the mark. Sissoko clears. Hogard gets by Gilmore. Hogard pass deflected by Hepburn and taken away by Klesman. Boy, that's some sheer hustle getting back defensively. And Greg Gard will take a timeout with 4 minutes and 35 seconds. Family Insurance broadcast table. 4:35 remaining. Wisconsin 57, Michigan State 54. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker, Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions, Thursday at 10 a.m. right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
It has been close throughout. Michigan State, about halfway through the first half, led by six. A couple of minutes ago, the Badgers led by five. Sissoko closed at the three on a dunk. We have 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Wisconsin 57, Michigan State 54.
How many times have we talked about Wisconsin's inability to finish around the glass, around the rim? Tonight, they're 8 of 13 on layups, which is a pretty good efficiency.
They have picked it up, their overall, their two-point shooting percentage. As a matter of fact, in Big Ten games, it's the best in the league. We've talked about that. It's been a climb here for a while for Wisconsin. And they're shooting the threes well and the twos not so well. It's been more of a reversal of late. But today, or tonight, the Badgers are shooting it well from distance. 9 of 19. Asegin is 3 of 3. Michigan State, 6 out of 12. A lot of shot making going on, in other words. Badgers will be inbounding off the Wisconsin timeout. Red Guard has two available. Izzo has three. Arrow, Wisconsin, 4:35 to play. Michigan State still has one more foul to give. Badgers have committed seven. Klusman inbounds left sideline to Hepburn. Chucky between the circles feeds a Asegin. Connor left of the lane. Connor still on the dribble, and he got fouled by Sissoko, and that's going to be his fourth. And team foul number six.
That was literally a touch foul because Sissoko was touching Asegin more than anything else.
Hepburn baseline left will inbound. Hepburn looking and throws it out to Crowell, left of the circle. Return pass for Hepburn along the left sideline. 15 to shoot. Chucky kills the dribble, gets to Asegin, quickly inside feed. Crowell catches against Sissoko, playing with four fouls. Crowell turns, pivots, up right hand, good. Crowell with 17, 59-54 Wisconsin. 4:05 remaining. A.J. Hogard out front against Asegin, a flip for Hauser left point. Goes into Malik Hall, left of the lane. Hall against Max Klusman, backing his Hall, backing, turns, up right hand, good. Nope, a foul before the shot on Klusman. Hall did not get the continuation. Klusman picks up his fourth foul. As we're now at the under four media timeout. Down to the end we go again. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3 minutes, 53 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 59, Michigan State 54. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance,
retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game, Connor Asijan. How about his work off the bench? 13 points, 5 of 6 from the floor, 3 of 3 from downtown.
Tyler Wall is averaging 13 points for Wisconsin without Wall. Somebody's got to pick up the slack, up their game, and that's what Connor Asijan's done tonight.
Well, he really has, coming off of a tough outing. The team coming off a tough outing. Illinois did a really good job on Connor on Saturday, but Asijan doing a little work here tonight. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:53 remaining, Wisconsin 59, Michigan State's 54. Malik Hall will have a 1-1 when play resumes.
Malik Hall was the dagger here at the Kohl Center last year. He had 14. 14-